welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Welcome back once again to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hi.
Do you like that?
Boring. They're great. So it was like a Breakfast like cereal character catchphrase.
It was my
Jesse O's.
Yep, that's what it is. I'm Jesse, and this is my longtime lover Reese.
We're not sexual lover.
More you like just said we're like, not lovers,
but more like brother love. Not in that way either. Just brothers. God, this is an awful. This is going to be the worst.
Let's do a different one.
No, this is we're gonna roll with it. Anyway, small talk. So I've got a funny story for you.
Okay.
I parked my car on the water.
You're the only friend I know who has to start small talk by saying the words small talk, by the way.
Well, that's because I want you to know that now is the time for small talk before we move on to the more structured stuff.
Like holding hands.
In a brotherly way.
As I know many brothers do.
I park my automobile vehicle on the waterfront, and sometimes I get bombarded by large seabirds. So I came back to my car, and there was a, what only can be described as a pterodactyl-sized parcel that had been dropped from the upper stratosphere.
Jesus.
Impacted on my car. I'm surprised the alarm must have gone off.
But the shit smothered it.
Yeah, and then I emptied my washer fluid and wiped it, and all it did was just move
smear it. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So I had to go to a car wash, which didn't work, so I had to use
it. You had to go to a car wash, drive to a car wash with your entire windshield smeared in.
And also the smell started blowing in through the vents while I was driving
on
the highway.
You had your vents on? Why would you leave your vents on, man?
Because I wanted fresh air, because it just smelled like day-old squid. And then... So in the end, I had to use an ice scraper to remove bird shit from my car and then burn the ice scraper. So that's my small talk over.
Now I understand why you... It's a warning. Small talk saying we're going to have small talk as a warning for me and others.
Yeah. Now I construct a gazebo over my car every day. Anyway.
What do you got for us today?
This is called When the USA Gassed Canada.
What?
I know.
Hold on, what?
When the USA Gassed Canada.
Is this going to be one of those fucking depressing episodes that you sneak in on me?
No, well, it's
I know you love that shit.
I know it. I like, you know.
Gory, depressing shit. It's not a gory, depressing right up your alley, man.
It's just shocking more than anything.
If we're going to be talking about how the U.S. poured mustard gas on innocent troops or something like that, man, don't describe any shit, okay?
Shall I go into it? Should we get this over with?
I mean, yeah, I guess. So, this is what I do now.
Operation LAC, or Operation Large Area Coverage. So the U.S. Army secretly dumped a carcinogenic compound.
Can we use a different word other than dumped?
Dumped. Dispersed.
Okay.
A carcinogenic.
Just after the bird story.
on unknown Canadians. So Winnipeg and Alberta during the Cold War. So around 1953, 6 kilograms. Zinc cadmium sulfide. Am I saying that right? C-A-D-M-I-U-M. Cadmium.
Cadmium
sulfide was sprayed onto the unsuspecting citizens of Winnipeg from U.S. Army planes.
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Why Winnipeg?
And then they returned 11 years later.
Hold on, wait. What? Why?
Well, we'll get to it. And then they returned 11 years later and sprayed the same on locations in Alberta. So Suffield and Medicine Hat.
Sprayed. First off, what does this gas do?
So... Local governments had no idea about it. They didn't warn anyone.
If they're trying to kill people.
Well, they weren't trying to kill people. That's the thing.
Okay, so let's get that out of the way right away. Right.
So they were testing it was supposed to be like a chemical fog. So what they said was they were testing a chemical fog to protect Winnipeg in the event of a Russian attack.
Hold on.
So they told...
Wait, hold on. This is the states.
Yes.
The states wanted to protect Winnipeg.
Yes.
From Russia.
This is the story they told them. They said that,
and we're not going to tell you when we're doing it.
No, they said we're gonna fly our planes over. We're gonna spray this substance that we're not going to tell you what it is, but is a new system that might help defend you from Russia.
What? So they were saying so many questions.
So they were saying it was a defensive study, but it was actually an offensive study. They were practicing how to essentially zinc cadmium sulfide is a fluorescent tracer. So it was what they were doing was they were dropping it and they would help them see how it would disperse. So it was to test how radioactive fallout would disperse from a weapon. And how it would travel through the wind if the Soviets kind of bombed somewhere, how all that the radioactive elements would travel around. So,
and they just didn't want to do this in their own country.
They didn't want to. And the thing is that compound, apparently there are long-term or repeated exposures of harmful effects on the kidneys, bones, respiratory tract, resulting in kidney impairment, osteoporosis, and chronic inflammatory of the respiratory tract.
Jesus.
So it's not the kind of stuff you want to spread on your toast.
So, hold on. Did they explain to Canada how this would protect Winnipeg from Russians?
It doesn't go
into, I really want to know that.
I don't, like, they just said it was they were
testing. Because we all know when Russia comes to invade, they're going straight to Winnipeg.
I think they were saying it was like some kind of space age chemical fog that would protect us all. So
it's just, and we bought it? We're like, that sounds good. Come on over.
Apparently. So
I have no more questions for you. Just fly your planes exactly. And throw that all over us, please. We trust you and your crazy future science. Yeah, that's. I picture that's how that conversation went. Just, yeah, we've got this. We're going to protect you from Russians, you and only you, Winnipeg, by spraying you with this chemical compound, which we're not going to tell you what it is or how it works. But trust us, Russians will be very sad when they come and try to take your Winnipeg away.
So
and they're like, yep, come on over. And that's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just yep, confirming that's what
happened.
If you
happened. Don't say yes, then maybe we'll offer it to somebody else, like French people or something. I don't know. Or maybe Spain. Maybe they'll have a chemical fog.
We all know the huge and ongoing war between Russia and Winnipeg that's been like...
I know. They've been at war for centuries,
yeah.
Even before Winnipeg existed.
Well, the land was still there, and probably someone occupied that land. And...
exactly.
Please continue.
what they would do, so that compound, they would just then spray when they wanted to go, I wonder what would happen if a nuclear bomb, you know, was spreading radioactive particles. Or I wonder if there was a biological attack.
Right.
How would the wind travel? So they could trace... like roughly with a radioactive signal, they go, oh, it spread this far, it spread that far. So they were kind of just testing out. But also they didn't just test it in Canada. They did test it in America as well. So Minneapolis and a bunch of other places, they were doing exactly the same thing. So
it's a test how radioactive waste, or not waste, but like, yeah, okay, how radioactive material from a bomb or something like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Would fall out, how fallout would fall.
How far out. It would go with the different weather conditions and everything as well. But what
the substance that they used was actually dangerous itself.
In high doses it is.
But such also, as spraying an entire province. High dose, yeah.
Repeatedly. Okay. But also they lied about it. They didn't, you know, they didn't get any permission and say, this is the stuff, this is what we think it'll do. Are you happy to take the risk in the name of the greater good of finding out this information that we think is important strategic information? They didn't do that. They just lied and said, hey, we're spraying this.
This will protect you from Russians.
Exactly.
If a Russian troop runs at Winnipeg.
Anti-Russian gas.
Like, you can just picture like a Russian troop running full tilt towards Winnipeg and then bouncing off of this invisible force field.
Exactly.
Created by this gas.
Damn
right
you,
at the border of
damn
Winnipeg.
You, defensive fog. So because so the zinc cadmium sulfide does not dissolve.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Well, it doesn't dissolve in water. Should we just call it ZCS? ZCS does not dissolve in fats and only slightly in strong acid. So what happens, it'll pass through your skin if you touch it and enter your bloodstream. And if you swallow it, it'll most likely pass through your body and be excreted in feces, which is nice. That's good to know.
It happens most things that
just
you
like
swallow.
Other dust particles. Exactly. If you eat most things, it would be. My dog once set googly
please
eyes.
Please don't.
And passed them.
Don't. Oh,
and I went.
No.
I was cleaning the bathroom, and his turd had googly eyes.
Oh god.
It was disturbing. It's so disturbing. If you ever see feces with googly eyes when you're not expecting it, it's pretty terrible. It makes you question the very fabric of existence. Anyway,
I have my friend Ryan, one of his ex-girlfriends, would carry around googly eyes with stickers on the backs so she could just put them on things.
That's always so funny when you see them on places.
Right? I think I'm going to start doing it myself.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think it brings joy to all those around you to find them.
That's
yeah.
how it works. Especially when dogs eat them. Please continue.
Apparently,
ZCS or Zeeks for short.
ZCS. So if you inhaled ZCS, a small
percentage. Can we call it Zeeks?
Zeeks. So if you inhaled Zeeks, a small percentage would be deposited in your lungs
no,
too.
No, some of our listeners might be named Zeke and that'd be offensive.
Okay. ZCS.
ZCS.
But also the weird thing is they didn't actually know what the effects of people on people's health were with that compound. They just sprayed it and hoped for the best. So
you wacky Americans.
I know. So if it does get lodged in your lung for your lungs for a long time, it can be harmful. So there was a
just like most things.
There was a report done by the US military. There is little information on the toxicity of zinc cadmium sulfide in experimental animals. We do know that animals that were fed
Say that again.
They experimented on animals.
That's not what you said.
Experimental animals. Not new animals. Animals they use for experimentation were called experimental animals.
Okay.
Rub it in the eyes of the zebra snake. It shouldn't exist anyway. So what they did before they sprayed Winnipeg, they fed massive amounts of Z-cadmium sulfide to animals.
To experimental animals.
Well, what else are you going to use them for? Apparently, after feeding massive amounts to the animals, they didn't show any ill health.
Within 5 minutes, they're fine.
But they even rubbed it in the skin and eyes of rabbits, and they were like, oh.
Ew, don't rub eyes. Just gross.
Or
rub,
rabbits' like, eyes.
Or any eyes, don't rub.
And they claimed it didn't irritate the rabbits. So, this is, the 50s were fucked up, weren't they?
50s are fun. Oh my god.
So this committee that was put together to work out whether cadmium sulfide ZCS was harmful, they recommended that there was long-term research should be done to see if the particles in the lungs could be toxic and enter the bloodstream in a toxic state. And the army is now finally doing that research, apparently.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
60 years later.
Yeah. So the,
no, the, 70 years later.
So the
sorry.
Worst case.
I can do math.
Well, the worst case scenario is issues with your kidneys, your bones, and potentially lung cancer. But the tests involving short amounts for short durations show that that's unlikely. But they don't. The actual answer is there's potentially. The rabbits are fine.
After they rubbed it in their eyes.
After they rubbed it in their eyes.
And they seem to like it. They're just.
But they don't know. They don't actually know how harmful this stuff is, but they still sprayed it anyway, which is kind of the moral of the story.
So did they get in any trouble from Canada?
No.
None?
No.
None whatsoever.
I couldn't find anything where people were like, oh, you lied.
Should have seen the fist that Reese made when he made that noise. Yeah.
But it was the Cold War. And they were, you know, I think people were willing to forgive terrible acts in the name of preserving their ideological endeavors,
I guess,
or something.
Wow.
But on their own soil, the US Army experiments were even more severe.
Yay!
Radioactive material was injected into hospital patients without their consent.
Jesus Christ.
And pregnant women in Nashville were given a radioactive cocktail to ingest so the researchers could determine if it would be passed on to their babies.
Oh,
so
my
fucking messed
God. Up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man.
I did a swear because of that. Is that bad?
I did a swear.
And this is the worst one. This is by far the worst one.
Please tell me.
Winnipeg had it easy compared to this one.
Oh, good.
Children were fed radioactive oatmeal as part of a science club.
Jesus fuck.
They were given Mickey Mouse watches and baseball tickets for their continued participation.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So fucking monsters.
And again, I don't think there's ever been any kind of comeuppance or inquiry or...
Unbelievable.
You shouldn't have done that or let's give a shit about what happened. So there we go. That's the story of
how America has been and continues to be insane.
Well, not just America. The Canadian government, I guess, has never really like slapped them on the wrist either.
And yeah, said, that's true.
Bad. You don't do that. Which is how diplomats speak behind closed doors, from what I've heard. Don't do that. He took my thing. Like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that ended on a horrifying note. Okay.
Radioactive oatmeal.
Radioactive
kidney. Science club. So, kids, if your parents ask if you want to go to science club, say no.
That's the moral of this story.
Or at least go, I will, but I won't eat the oatmeal. I'll have the watch and the cards.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do a quick 30-second advertisement for radioactive oatmeal?
Okay. So, a child is running down the street, but suddenly he runs out of energy and he crumples on the floor in a ball and he goes, why have I not ingested enough nutritional supplements to sustain my youthful energy? And a stranger pulls up in a car, winds the window down, stubs his cigarette out on his arm and lowers his sunglasses and says, hey kid. And the kid's like, yes mister. He's like, you look pooped. He's like, I am, mister. I don't have any energy. And he goes, how about you jump in the back and I take you to the store to pick up some radioactive oatmeal? So the kid says, you're a stranger. And he goes, no, I'm not. Your mother's in the trunk. So they go to the store. They pick up the radioactive oatmeal. He lets the mother out of the trunk on the condition that he will consume the entire box. And the kid has energy for the... Like those American aircraft carriers that don't need to be refilled for 1,000 years because they have a nuclear reactor. The child never eats again. He doesn't need to. He's now got essentially a fusion stomach that is generating its own power source. So
radioactive oatmeal. Buy yours today.
The end.
The end.
And then they all die. So... From the radiation.
As you like to have all of your commercials end with death and destruction. God.
That's probably worst. The worst way to die is from radiation. Did you watch the HBO series?
I thought you were just about to ask me, have I ever died from radiation?
Have you ever died from radiation poisoning? No, the Chernobyl series.
No, I refuse to watch it.
Watch the Chernobyl series.
No, thank you.
I'm good. It's harrowing.
And I also hear that it's a lot of it is fiction. So it's just
watching it's a TV drama.
Yeah, I didn't watch it going,
wow, this is exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, it's about Chernobyl. I was kind of thinking it would be a dramatic recreation of what happened.
It was largely.
But hearing that a lot of it was fiction just for the sake of entertainment, I am not really into watching fictionalized people suffering for no reason. That doesn't sound fun. It sounds like right up your alley, though. You love fucking gross, depressing shit, man, for someone who's got a popular podcast. I don't get it. Okay.
I get it. Yeah, but at the same time, I watch stuff that is lighthearted and fun. I sent you a few links to some YouTube videos that were pretty funny.
It's a 50-50 with you every day.
It's either very, very silly, funny slapstick or random surreal humor or just darkness.
Here's a 7-hour YouTube video of a homeless man slowly dying in a gutter, Jesse watching in its entirety.
I would not. See, that's too dark even for me.
Oh, okay. We found your limit. Is that okay?
People filmed. I don't watch snuff films.
That's not a... Jesus. Okay. I think it's time to end the episode once we've reached the snuff film part of the conversation.
I wasn't endorsing them. I was saying The Canadian Association of Snuff Films has sent out a recent PSA saying that they don't endorse them.
The Canadian Association for Snuff Films does not endorse snuff films. Okay.
Much like the Canadian Association of Dolphin Riders doesn't endorse dolphin riding. So, if anything, they're there to stop it. So, the other's a good t-shirt. The Canadian Association for Snuff
Films. No, it is not. No, it is not. That is not, nor will ever be, a t-shirt that we sell.
The CASF.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm a member of the CASF.
I'm so sorry, listener. I'm so sorry. I apologize for Reese's behavior and his existence. Just smiling at me. Just...
Well, this has been a wonderful episode. I've had a really good time. Remember Instagram. That's a thing. We're on there. Find us. Enjoy the pictures. I'm going to do you know what? I'm going to do this
We're
at the
end. We're not doing it again. We're not describing Instagram posts. My God. This is not quality entertainment, Reese.
This is quality.
Describing Instagram posts to podcasters as if they've never heard of the internet before.
Okay, this is a picture of a political poster. It says, Rick Astley for Prime Minister. He will never give you up, let you down, run around, desert you, make you cry, say goodbye, tell a lie, or hurt you.
Is this even one of our posts? Are you just describing
random... I screenshotted somebody else's post. I'll admit that wasn't one of us.
You're now describing other people's Instagram posts.
That we reposted. That's how the internet works. Have you ever used the internet, Jesse?
I have. Okay, please, for the love of God... Go and join our Instagram so that Reese stops doing this at the end of every show. He'll love it if you got more viewers to inject his weird fucking humor into everything. You're scrolling to try to find more shit to describe.
Actually,
describing photos.
I've kind of already gone through.
Describing photos.
I've already gone through the best.
Onto
of
a photo. Okay,
no, actually, do you know what? One of our posts got taken down as false information.
It was the drones from the Amazon drones.
The Amazon drones, yeah. So we've been associated with fake news.
You know you've made it when. So, yeah, to shut Reese up, please join our Instagram post.
Oh, a cup of tea. I had a cup of tea. I watched it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. Fucking hell.